is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We are inside hour number two now of the program here till 10 o'clock Eastern, and you can talk about whatever's on your mind, from political to personal. It's Ian here with you.
E. Hussle.
Who?
And Manwich.
That was Ann Jason in Spanish.
Oh.
Miércoles Gigante.
Giant
Especial.
Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah.
Giant Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tengo mi ropa interiores son rosa.
Bueno. 800-259-5791. I don't know what you just said. Something about clothing?
I said that my underwear are pink.
Okay. Hey, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we give you everything for free on the website, then vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over to our friends at podcastalley.com, where we're currently ranked as the number 3 podcast in the world.
No.
That's
about 2 spots shy of where
we should be.
Yeah.
And we're losing to Harry Potter. Now, I mean,
I could understand that.
Yeah, it's about the time. The movie's coming out soon, I think.
Very soon.
So that's one of the reasons that's so popular at the moment. But we still could use your vote, vote.freetalklive.com, because being there in the top podcast of the world brings more listeners to the show, which means more new people finding out about liberty and freedom and realizing that, gosh, maybe we have lost a little bit too much of it. So vote.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can simply log on at freestateproject.org.
So speaking of lost liberties, and we'll get to Jack Thompson. I promise Jack Thompson this hour. We'll get to him, the crazy video game banning lawyer. We've got an update on him. But speaking of lost liberties, let's go to the email box. Email from Brad. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Because we've talked about the smoking bans over the past couple weeks here on this show, the various different smoking bans around the country. Well, Brad wants to tell us about the ban that is applying in the state of Maine. He says smoking is illegal in all public places in Maine, including bars.
Jeez,
wow. If you want to hear a story of slimy government money-grabbing, listen to this.
No, I don't really want to hear it, but...
About 7 years ago, the state of Maine decided that all restaurants have to be smoke-free. They instituted the law, but allowed an exception for bars to still allow smoking. In order to be classified as a bar, the establishment had to serve alcohol, and they had to card anybody who looked under the age of 18 at the door of the facility. A minor could only enter the establishment with a parent or guardian present. Of course, the owner had to pay the state for an expensive license, liquor license, in order to operate in this fashion. Most restaurants became bars under this classification. Restaurant owners decided that even though the license was expensive and the rules were very annoying, that it was more profitable to play the game with the state so that smoking could still be allowed in their businesses. They decided that the hit that their business would take by banning smoking is not worth it, and they were willing to jump through the extra hoops necessary to pay out the extra bribes to get the license to operate, and so they could still allow people to smoke there. Well, after all, the state had told them only a few years prior that they had to have a separate smoking and non-smoking areas. So, like, a few years earlier, they came down with a new edict. The construction to make this happen wasn't cheap for these restaurants, so they really wanted to make use of the money they invested in creating a non-smoking area. Smoking was only stopped in the restaurants that didn't serve alcohol. Ironically, these were mostly fast food places that had already instituted non-smoking rules.
Right.
The law did little to reduce smoking, but the state saw huge revenue from the new licenses that they were selling.
Of course.
Hey, you'd think it would stop there. But no. After a couple of years, the state changed the rules, that's just a couple years later, and made smoking flat out illegal in all public places. Those costly licenses that the restaurant and bar owners had invested in are now totally useless.
That's dirty pool.
It's disgusting how the restaurant owners were treated through all of this. I don't smoke, or drink for that matter, but I still see this as being wrong. I do enjoy the smoke-free atmosphere in restaurants, but it came from the lost rights of property owners, and the cost of service went up to pay for the now voided licenses. Great, now you get to pay $8 for a hamburger instead of $5, because they're still paying for their $10,000 liquor license that they had to buy.
State doesn't care. They just want the money.
That's right.
They'll do what it takes to get it, too.
Yep.
They will do what it takes because they know better what to do with your money than you do.
Of course.
That's the way they see it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it takes, whatever way they have to brainwash the masses.
Hell, it's not even your money in their minds.
You know, it happened here where we live.
Mm-hmm.
They had some kind of little environmental thing on the property as far as property tax. And I don't know if it was added a mill or added a three quarters of a mill. And I don't know what the hell a mill is anyway.
Right.
to the property tax. And it passed today. 80 or yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
80-20.
Wow.
80-20. There was no.
What was the turnout though?
It wasn't that big.
Well, dismal, 10%.
Of course. But you know, I mean, it just goes.
So all
to
of
show.
The environmental activists got out and voted, and everybody else like me who, I mean, you asked me, man, which if I was going to go vote yesterday, and what did I tell you?
You didn't know what it was, and didn't make any.
No, I knew what it was. I just don't care.
Yeah.
Because I've given up on this place. I've given up on Florida entirely. I'll go out and vote if there's a libertarian running, just to give them a little, you know, a hand. But really, go ahead, pass whatever draconian laws you want to. As long as I can get my ass out of here and get to New Hampshire, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I have to say, Florida voters are among the most confused and foolish in the nation.
Well, I mean, it's not like you've lived everywhere. How can you make a statement like that?
Where else do voters just, well, let's see, yes or no? I'm not even going to read it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I've heard this is everywhere, really.
That you like they just people love to vote. Yes. More laws must be a good thing, right? I mean, this is a nation of laws. One of the problems we have in this country, we kind of touched on this last hour talking about civil disobedience, is that everybody thinks, well, we're a nation of laws and I'm a good law.
They passed that crap along, haven't they?
I'm a good law-abiding citizen, so I better obey whatever laws they pass. Stop it. Stop thinking that way. If a law is bad, it's your duty as a good citizen to disobey that law. I think that's a paraphrase of something that Martin Luther King, as a matter of fact, said back in the 60s. That it's your duty as a good American to violate bad laws.
That is what he said.
Was it MLK?
I believe it was.
Okay.
J.R. MLK.
Of course, for all I know, he was paraphrasing somebody else that said it 100 years prior.
Right. I'm sure it's been said. I thought it had been said by old Thomas Jefferson.
Could very well be. But my point is, if your local city or your local state passes a law that you think's terrible, in the case of San Francisco, they just passed this gun ban, or a new smoking ban in the restaurants, stop obeying it. Get together with some other people that feel the same way as you do, because there have to be others that feel the same way. In San Francisco, 48% or whatever, 42% voted against the gun ban. That's a bunch of people there that would like to have seen their gun rights protected. Why don't you get together with them all somehow, or get together with a good chunk of them, and get everybody to agree to continue to carry their guns, to continue to own their guns? The real tricky part is getting people to agree, because they're so afraid of the state. They're so afraid of spending time in jail.
Well, the state will really crack down on you if you happen to be one of the, you know, few that's doing it.
Yeah, if there's five people, they're going to put a hurt on you.
Yeah.
But if there's 50, they're going to have a tougher time.
Yeah.
If there's 500, you win. I mean, 500 people. Can you imagine 500 people in San Francisco converging on the city council one night on like a Monday night, every one of them armed to the teeth?
I think that they would shut down they'd bring in the SWAT team.
Yeah,
maybe they would.
Scared.
Call in the military.
But they wouldn't know they wouldn't necessarily have to know what happened. The only way they'd know is if somebody leaked it out to them in advance. Otherwise, all of a sudden, you'd have 500 people showing up with arms strapped to them. What are they going to do?
I would imagine that they would just disperse the meeting and get
call
out
off
there.
The meeting. Well, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily weapons. In the case of the smoking bans, get together with a business owner that's willing to violate the law or willing to allow the law to be violated in his establishment. Get a few of them together, or get five businesses together that feel that way, that want to have their property rights back, and then have a smoke-in and violate the law. Let them know you're not very happy. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, or keep being a sheep.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about to get on the show. Anything goes, political, personal, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 1,000 people interacting, 65,000-plus posts for you to surf around through, all free, freetalklive.com. So let's go to the phones and to the fun, to Diane in New Mexico. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Diane.
Obviously, I don't live in Maine.
Right.
And I don't live in San Francisco. However,
no, you don't.
I think I have a solution.
Hmm.
All the people in San Francisco who are who are upset about the gun ban, which I don't even live there, but I'm upset about.
Yeah.
Go ahead and have them sell all of their guns to the people in Maine. All the smokers who are not allowed to smoke now can be armed, and let's see how much fun that is.
Armed, angry people.
Well, you know, I'm a smoker,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's not anything to be proud of, but it's a choice that I make.
Sure.
However, my choice now, since New Mexico also passed a similar smoking law, is my husband and I don't go out as often. We don't patronize the businesses we used to go to.
So sad.
Some of our favorite smaller restaurants and things have been closed down, and the government, the state, New Mexico, is saying, oh, but it's good for economy, and it's... No. What's good for economy is them minding their own business.
It's absolutely true. You know, the state could give a flying flip at a rolling donut. What happens to these little businesses? They don't care at all. They have managed to secure their power a little bit more. They can tax some more people a little bit harder. It's fine with them. They don't care.
I don't have the email, but somebody sent me an email earlier this week about the smoking ban in California. When that went into effect, there were these bars, these smoking bars, businesses that existed to simply allow people to come in and use their hookahs to smoke tobacco out of. Mm-hmm. They just went out of business. The entire industry disappeared overnight.
That's really pretty sad.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Diane, so you going to the Free State or what?
Of course.
Excellent.
As soon as I can.
Now, you're already a member, I take it?
Yes.
Of the Free State Project?
Beautiful.
Fantastic,
well,
Diane. So we'll see you there.
Is your husband also a member?
Yeah, actually, he keeps emailing you guys.
who is he?
Paul Peaches.
Oh, okay. Oh, yep, I've got one from him right there.
Yeah. Peaches?
That's it. And we don't need to give out last names. Thanks for the call, Diane.
Thank you.
800-259-5791 to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Greetings.
I'm sort of wondering, though, two separate things. First of all, how do they ever categorize private business or private property as public areas? And secondly, where do they get the rationale for doing this in the first place? Like, do they categorize it as a nuisance? I mean, they can't really categorize it as a health hazard other than allergens.
I can tell you the way it was sold here in Florida, they had television commercials running and radio spots running that were real emotional. They have a little girl.
It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's really an allergen or really a health problem. If they say it is and they get the people to vote for it, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know, they could vote for to outlaw anything. They could outlaw the color blue if they wanted to. That's how these things happen.
It's a dangerous wavelength.
Truth. I mean, really, they could just outlaw blue.
Whenever I see blue, my eyes hurt. That was what the commercials were like for the cigarette ban.
Absolutely.
You'd have a little girl, like a little four-year-old girl, talking into the camera saying, I feel really bad when my asthma acts up when I go to restaurants. Please ban smoking.
My daddy died of lung cancer, and he exposed me to secondhand smoke, which is more dangerous than a nuclear warhead.
That's how stupid it was.
It's the same crap over and over again. Oh. This was supposed to be a workplace health issue. And, you know, people that don't have to worry about workplace health are voting on it. It passed in Florida 70%. 30.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, that's a landslide by anyone's definition.
I like your original question, David. I mean, how is it that private property all of a sudden became subject to public concern?
Yeah, I mean, these are private businesses. They get to choose how they want to run. If they don't want you in there, they can throw you out. If they don't want you to smoke in there, they're going to tell you you can't.
Oh, but you just make too much sense, David.
I know.
That's why you're not a politician, because you just are just too logical.
Right.
You know, I've had this conversation with so many people, most of whom had voted for it, and they agree at this point. You know, like
they agree with you.
Yeah, they agree now.
They made a mistake.
Oh yeah.
Well,
not that they made a mistake. People don't say that. But they're like, yeah, it's a private business. They never even considered it. They didn't realize that they were voting to take away somebody's living, their livelihood.
Right.
You know, why don't we just vote to go ahead and take all Ian's money? Let's give it away to somebody else.
You know, but I should really know better as. Because in Pennsylvania, there was a recently, you know how legislators can't really vote themselves pay raises until they get they go up for re-election. Well, they actually found a way around that by voting for a law that said that they could write off certain things as unvouchered expenses, and therefore they could write off almost every expense they had. as unvouchered expenses and therefore raise their pay.
Wait a minute. So what you're telling me is that in the state of Pennsylvania, the legislators can only raise their pay, what was the provision?
In between terms.
In between terms. But in this case, they passed a law that says, okay, my mortgage is unvouchered, so I get reimbursed for that?
Yep. And that's exactly what they did, and there was a huge outcry over it. And what's interesting is that the Senate voted to abolish it altogether. The House of Representatives voted that if one person wins the case to get that law affirmed, then it goes for all.
By the way, in just a point of information, in New Hampshire, the representatives there get paid $200 a year.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's not even enough money to cover the cost of the gasoline.
Can you imagine
the state house?
Has the state ground to a halt without professional legislators?
Nope.
It's doing just fine. The rest of the states out there are getting ripped off.
Yep.
Their politicians are robbing them blind. But nope. New Hampshire, $200 a year.
Indeed.
Yep.
David, anything else on your mind?
No, that's pretty much it.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791.
I think the state should compensate the state legislators for, you know, enough money for gas to get there to the capital.
Man, if you're really dedicated, I think that you should be willing to pay for the damn gas. I mean, if you're really dedicated to serving the people, I think you should, you know what? I've said this before. I think state representatives, state senators should get paid zero. And if their constituents feel as though they're doing a good job, the state representative should just simply say, here's my PayPal account. You can join up and amp my office.
That's not going to work, though, because the fact is the politician, if he's doing a good job, it's like your shock absorbers in your car. If they're doing a good job, you don't know they exist.
Well, that's not true.
Absolutely true.
If I
hear anything about my state legislator, it's bad news.
Wait a minute.
It's because he's violating the law.
That's because you live in Florida. Now, if we went and we made it so that they didn't get paid squat, then all of a sudden you'd see these legislatures coming out and saying, well, look, here's what I've done to protect freedom. They would try to give themselves some publicity, publicize themselves, and show their constituents. They'd say, look what I did this year. Here's how I protected freedom. Shouldn't you give me $5 so you can cover my gas?
Well, who's going to cover that? How is he going to get that out? Is he going to stand in the corner in his socks, bare feet,
because
he can't afford any frickin' shoes?
He'll go door to door and ask for money just like he went door to door to ask to be elected. I think if you're serious about liberty, you should be willing to take no pay. 800-259-5791. Because you shouldn't be robbing people to get a paycheck. It's just wrong. 800-259-5791. All right. Jack Thompson, the video game lawyer banning freak. We'll give you an update on him coming up next.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Live, you take control of the phones if you want to. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. You can check out our map, our listener map. We've got a, you just go to map.freetalklive.com and you'll see hundreds of people that have taken the time to plot themselves on our map around the world. And it's very simple and it's free. Map.freetalklive.com. So join the fun there. And we're going to go back to the phones and back to the phone. We will get to Jack Thompson here in a moment. But first, we go to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
How you doing?
Excellent. Quite well.
All right. I was talking this morning with Kayleen while we were driving up to work about the entitlement mentality that has been kind of in this country, and it's kind of fed by the seems like it causes or feeds the socialism that has been creeping everywhere. I mean, that's what a lot of this, it seems like people feel they're entitled to a certain kind of atmosphere and in some place that's a private establishment. You know, when I go into a restaurant, to me, that's, I'm stepping into someone's home. And I'm just, I'm a privileged person to be able to go in there and have that service.
Right, allowing you to be a guest.
Right, it's not my right to be there, and it's not my right to enforce my opinion on that place.
Nor is it your right to pound your fist on the table and yell and scream at the top of your lungs anytime you want to.
Exactly, and it's, I was talking with Kayleen about how I heard this radio ad one day about where this person was going on and on. It was a lawyer talking about how she was going to get your entitlement. It's all about this person who, you know, they sue like the state government or whatever it is to get your entitlement, quote unquote. That's what she kept saying over and over and over. I'm like listening to this word entitlement. I'm like, what is she talking about? It's entitlement, you know, and it's all these different programs that, you know, that you are entitled to, you know, by the state or the federal government. And it's just like, it's just an example of that mentality. It's just, you know, that's the same thing. It's like you're entitled to be able to go into a smoke-free environment. And like, you're not entitled to a smoke-free environment.
It's the idea that because you were born, because you can suck air, means that you have the entitlement to a good-paying job.
Right.
You know, that's what the whole living wage thing is predicated upon.
Yeah, and people talk about their right to this, their right to that. You don't have a right to an education.
Nope.
Like you don't have a right to a smoke-free environment. I mean, it's like people. These are all things that people provide. You don't have a right to other people's
Work. The reason why you don't have a right to education or health care or a smoke-free environment is because to suggest that you do have a right to those things means that those people are subservient to you.
Yeah,
means that
slaves.
Those people are your slaves. Because
exactly.
If I have a right to health care, and you're a doctor, Matthew, that means that I have the right to come into your home or your office any old time, and you are going to be forced at gunpoint to give me service. It doesn't matter if you are all full of clients and you don't have time for me. It doesn't matter if you're too busy. I have a right to health care, and that means that somebody else has to provide it. Well, what if nobody wants to be doctors anymore? What if we give everybody a right to health care, and then all of the doctors decide, I've had enough with this whole medical care thing. Not that that would really happen, but what if it would? I mean, we know that doctors would drop out of the business. We talked to one of them before. He dropped out of the business because the red tape is way too excessive. He'd had enough with all the paperwork.
Also, what if your business is associated with something that is now considered illegal, which is having smoke in your, like I'm a cigar smoker, and these cigar lounges were pretty big in the 90s, and I could go to the nice cigar lounges around here, and now you can't anymore, not in Massachusetts.
Wow. Do you guys have one of those all-encompassing, no public place smoking?
That's right. That's right. We're one of the first in the country, right after New York, I believe.
Yeah, Massachusetts is always first for that kind of thing.
Oh, of course.
I wonder what happened to the owners of those establishments. I wonder if they just went north.
Sure. They tried to fight it, and they tried. A lot of these places around here fought, and they just, I think they gave them some kind of special permission for a while, and now they can't even do it anymore. So I think they're gone out of business, but I'm not quite clear on that.
You know what?
A lot of places are just. It's awful.
That's what you get. I mean, that's what you get for voting for Democrats and Republicans who make all these big promises about this big government and how they're going to give you benefits if you vote for them, and they'll pass a law that's going to benefit you. Well, if you get a big government growing and they get bigger and they get bigger, sure, maybe your people will be in charge of it at the moment. But eventually, somebody's going to get in charge that you don't like. Somebody's going to take the reins and the power and use it for their purposes or use it for some other interest group's purposes. And then you're going to find out that all of a sudden, you've laid the foundation for a not very free place to live.
Yep. Everybody loses with big government.
A government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take away everything you have.
That's right.
Davy Crockett.
The course of history has shown that as government grows, liberty decreases.
That's right. And so we've made this bed, and now we're all laying in it, and something needs to be done about it, which, of course,
Free State Project.
Thanks for the call, Matthew. 800-259-5791. I really can't. Keep coming back to it because it's such a good idea. The people with some sense left in their heads that actually think that maybe freedom could work if we gave it a real shot all need to get together to the same place. They all need to get together in New Hampshire and make a stand for liberty because time's running out. Because the longer we wait, the more these stupid laws are going to get passed. And the more people like Jack Thompson are going to get in control of your life. What's going on with Jack?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, man, it's been a while since I did two stories in one show.
Yeah.
Probably since the old days.
Well, you had two good ones.
Well, enjoy it.
Yeah, it's true. Well, controversial, to say the least, Miami-based attorney Jack Thompson has withdrawn from an Alabama lawsuit amid allegations that he violated legal ethics rules.
Mm.
His withdrawal follows a motion filed by Blank Rome, which is Sony's law firm. They are the defendant in the trial. That Thompson be removed from the case as well as have his license to practice law in Alabama revoked for ethical lapses such as, quote, attacking and threatening the Blank Rome attorneys, as well as accusing the law firm of conspiracy. Yeah. According to Blank Rome's Jim Smith, Thompson, quote, couldn't proceed with the civility the rules require. All lawyers have to conduct themselves with honesty, integrity, and civility. This is not a street fight.
Did they give any examples of what exactly he did?
No, they don't, as a matter of fact.
Well, I don't have them in front of me, but I've seen emails from this guy. If you emailed him and he would just lash out at anybody who wasn't on his side. he would threaten you with a lawsuit for sending him an email. If you sent him an email just asking him what he thought about something, he'd threaten you back. I mean, so I totally believe what Sony's lawyers are claiming here. And so basically, the Sony team has scared off Big Bad Jack Thompson.
Pretty much. They've all but scared off, as a matter of fact, the entire suit. At the conclusion of last Thursday's proceedings, Judge Thompson stated that he would take Blank Rome's motion to revoke Thompson's license under advisement and is also considering a motion to have the entire suit dismissed via summary judgment because it violates the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Indeed. You should be able to play whatever damn video games you want.
Makes sense.
That's great.
Good news.
Can you believe it?
It's nice to hear some good news from time to time on this show. 800-259-5791. Coming up, we've got an email from somebody that has a little bit of insight into international trade laws and restrictions on selling wine internationally. You won't believe what some of these restrictions are. We'll come back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female listeners there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo, and we put them up on our website because we really appreciate our lady listeners. In fact, we're going to be adding some new ones over the weekend, so if you want to be alerted to when the new Shriners are put up on the site, get on our updates list, because updates listers get it first in their email box.
Updates listers?
Updates listers.
I think we need a new name for them.
Updatesers? You can go to updates.
UDLs.
Update stuff.freetalklive.com. You can sign up. It's totally free, and we'll notify you of any new stuff on our site and other news in regards to the show. Hopefully, we're going to be announcing via our updates list a brand new affiliate this week on the West Coast. And then next week, we'll be announcing another West Coast affiliate.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, we're going to be taking over the West Coast.
Wait,
soon.
We got two affiliates in the West Coast?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yes, you do. You just haven't thought about it. Now I can't talk about it now.
Ain't no party like a West Side.
So get on the updates list if you want all that news. Updates.freetalklive.com. Quick email. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Matthew emails. He says, I went to a wine tasting at my local wine store last night. I was talking with the owner about her recent trip to China.
Aren't you special, man?
Was there cheese?
She was there on business trying to set up an export program where she could export American wines to interested restaurants and stores in China. Naturally, there's a lot of red tape to go through before anybody actually lets you export booze legally. Well, they're in the last stages of negotiations and dealing with the BATF and the Tax and Trade Bureau. And what's the final issue that the Tax and Trade Bureau wants resolved? The letter spacing on some of the wine bottles is too wide.
Bastards.
That's right. Too much space between the letters on the label. Boy, I sure am glad we have a centralized agency to regulate things like letter spacing on the products that we export.
Yeah.
Think of all the wasted space that we might have on our labels if the national government didn't keep us in line. From Matthew.
You know,
do you believe
the
it?
The human rights that are getting violated here without the federal government being able regulating the amount of space between letters.
This is amazing.
It's you know,
how micromanaged can you get?
It's amazing, but I'm not amazed.
Yeah.
I've seen too much of this crap. The fact is, this is what the government's going to do. They govern things.
Yeah. Everything.
And if you give them the opportunity to govern something, they'll govern it.
Right.
They'll say, whoa, space between letters, people.
Too much.
Wow. That's it.
This is too dramatic.
We're going to have to get together a committee.
These things aren't even words anymore. It's just a bunch of letters, willy-nilly.
How will all those foreign people understand what you're trying to sell them? Why don't you let me worry about that,
I'm selling to the foreign people, right. Bureaucrat. Shut up.
Why don't you let me take the risk, okay? If it's going to be a detriment to my sales, I'll be the one that loses my ass on the business, not anybody else. So why don't you just let me put my money where my wine bottles are and design whatever damn labels I please? I couldn't believe it when I mean, yes, I feel the same way as you, Manwich, and I realize we're micromanaged, but I didn't think that it was that bad. I didn't think that they approved the labeling of products going out overseas like that.
It's so ridiculous that you think that there has to be an ulterior motive, but
it's just control.
It's just so ridiculous.
Well, the thing is they just want to grow. I mean, if you're the manager of a department, do you feel more important if there's 5 people in your apartment or 50?
50.
Great. So as all you need is somebody in your, then you need more people to regulate more things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just natural. That doesn't matter whether you're working for GM or for the county clerk's office. It doesn't matter. So the more important person manages more people.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this guy wants to grow the purview of his department so he can have more people underneath him and therefore be more important.
Now we just have stumbled upon one of the regulations that applies to selling products overseas. We've stumbled upon one of them, and it's totally asinine. And I'm sure
that, it is.
That another 1,000 of them that we might be able to discover if we did some digging would be just as asinine. And how much time, how much effort does somebody have to put in to actually get a product to market in China or in some other country, just appeasing the bureaucrats in this country? How much time does it take? A year? 2 years? I mean, how much paperwork and how much red tape do you have to get through? And how much money does that cost? How does that raise the price of the products that you're trying to sell? It's going to hurt everybody's economy. All this micromanaging and all these stupid rules just hurts us.
It does.
It doesn't protect anybody.
And people just go around it in a lot of cases anyway. I mean, I know I worked for an import-export company at one point, and they just ignored the rules.
Okay, we'll change our label.
They never even talk to the federal agencies.
Yeah. I wouldn't bother either. That's what you get for asking permission from the government, right? Anyway, like if customs opens up the package of the wine bottles that you're shipping, do you really think customs knows about that little rule?
Probably not.
Doug emails. He says, I found myself talking about drug decriminalization with people, and inevitably, hard drugs like crack and meth come up. At this point, I'm always at a loss, and I'm not sure how it is that I feel about this myself. Do we really want a corner meth lab and a crack store down the street? Can you give me your thoughts on how you imagine these things being handled in a free society?
You know, I had this conversation with a gentleman who claimed to be a libertarian with me, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I went into his business, and he said, you know, blah, 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 I'm a libertarian, as though I wasn't going to know what that meant.
Yeah.
And, really? So we got to talking about a bunch of different things, and one of the things we talked about was the war on drugs.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what the explanation I used. He said, well, I like the idea of legalizing marijuana. It says harder drugs I'm not so sure about.
Oh. And well, people are scared. Of course they're scared. The government's been shoving propaganda down our throats. We'll get to that. How you can address this issue if you're talking about it with people. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to take control, now's the time. 800-259-5791. Only moments remain here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And online at freetalklive.com, you'll find the bulletin board system. You'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, updates, and more free. It's all free. It will continue to be free. It has always been free. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, we encourage it. It's called the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. For $3 a month, we'll take your $3 in, turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We will promote us, promote ourselves to more radio stations. We'll get on more stations as a result of your $3 a month. We'll get on more people's internet connections and their MP3 players as a result of your $3 a month.
It's already happening.
It is already happening.
The Amplifier program is making
a huge difference.
Huge difference, yeah.
It's the majority of our income. And we actually show you where it is we're spending the money. We show you where your money's going to at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, $3 a month. It'll also, in the long run, we have a long-term goal that we want to reach with the AMP program. When we reach it, we'll be cutting back 4 minutes an hour out of each hour of the show. 4 minutes of commercials will be cut out, and we'll replace it with more showtime. In fact, just to show that we're serious, once we reach 50% of our goal, we'll cut back 2 of those 4 minutes right then. Because we are serious about reducing commercial time on this show, because that's the number one objection to radio these days, is there's just too much time spent on commercials.
That and all the idiots.
Well, we've already remedied that problem, with the exception of Manwich. And
hey!
So go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Slow there, I almost had him.
That's amp.freetalklive.com. So Doug is asking, what do you do when somebody, when you're talking about drug decriminalization with someone and they say, well, what about the meth labs? What about crack? Manwich, what did you do?
Well, like I said, I had the same instance. I was dealing with a gentleman who claimed to be a libertarian, and, like, certainly he was, but he hadn't moved as far along in the drug thought as I had.
Right.
I said
he was where you were 5 years ago.
3 years. 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years.
You can. I think we had this conversation on the air in inside of our first couple of months.
Right.
Where I was like, no, yeah, marijuana's fine. The rest of it, no.
Right. So what'd you say?
I said, and I think this is the most relevant thing, is every single day my life is in danger. The life of my family, the life of my big fat cat is in danger because somebody may break into my house to steal my stuff because they are so desperate to pay the artificially inflated prices for crack and meth and all this other stuff. If you just sold it, you know, if companies made it, and there wouldn't be, by the way, a meth store and a crack store because they would just sell them at regular drug stores.
Right, yeah,
and
at Walgreens.
You know, the fact is, they can go to the grocery store and huff Whippets.
Sure.
I just heard this weekend a story about a kid who died huffing Whippets.
In the grocery store?
No, actually, he got into a car wreck and died. But, you know, that's
driving and
it's terrible.
Whippets.
But you can get drugs anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You can alter your state anywhere. The drug laws are not doing anything.
And let's also point out that crackheads and meth heads, when they're on their drugs, they don't want to go out and kill you. They don't want to go out and hurt you. The only reason they're going out and doing that violence is simply because of the monetary thing, because they need to be able to afford their next fix. If crack was $5 a vial, then you could afford that habit on a McDonald's job.
Yep.
And so that's the other issue. I mean, just because it's crack and meth and they are dangerous doesn't mean that because the drugs are dangerous that the users are necessarily dangerous either.
Let's get the crackheads and the meth heads back to work.
Yeah.
Legalize it. That way they can go out, get jobs, they can afford it.
Well, I used to know a guy that
lived at home with mom.
I used to know a guy that did construction, and he said he would hire a crackhead over an alcoholic any day, because that crackhead was there at 6 a.m. every morning ready to work, and the alcoholic was always calling in sick. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
See you online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. See ya.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The Berkey.